What's the latest on Ukraine? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Congressional leaders are about to get a briefing.
We have seen over the course of the past 10 days a dramatic acceleration in the buildup of Russian forces.
The National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan tells CBS Face the Nation there is still hope diplomacy can prevent an invasion, and Russia appears open to more discussion. Fox's Simon Owen has an update live.
Dave, the U.S. says a Russian invasion could be imminent, but Russia is leaving the door open to further diplomacy. At a meeting with President Putin, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov said his advice is to keep talking to the U.S. and its allies. He said the Biden administration had put forward concrete proposals on resolving Russian complaints about security in Eastern Europe. But he added, we will not allow endless negotiations. Dave.
Simon, a Russian figure skater who failed a pre-Olympic drug test will be allowed to keep competing in Beijing by the Court for Arbitration for Sport. But if Kamila Valieva wins, like she did with the Russian team last week, there won't be any Olympic medal ceremonies for him. The Rams are going to Disneyland the day after winning the Super Bowl.
It's about the team. I'm so happy for these players. World champs, baby!
Coach Sean McVay's Los Angeles Rams beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20 on NBC Sports. A busy border crossing's back open. The bridge from Windsor, Ontario to Detroit after being blocked for nearly a week in that trucker protest against COVID mandates still going on in the Canadian capital.
They are sending a message, not just the truckers, but thousands of people who, especially on the weekends, come out to support these truckers, and they place their signs here. Go, truckers, go. No vax pass. Mandate freedom.
That's Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. A famed filmmaker has died. Ivan Reitman made us laugh for decades. Ghostbusters, one of his biggest hits. He was 75, died over the weekend. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump is calling this worse than Watergate. New details from Special Counsel Durham in his investigation in the Trump-Russia probe origins.
They were contained within a motion relating to a potential conflict of interest in the defense team representing former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. Sussman is among those indicted so far in Special Counsel John Durham's probe into the origins of the Trump-Russia investigation. But in this motion, under a section titled Factual Background, Durham reveals that Sussman, another Clinton lawyer and a tech executive, solicited work to infiltrate servers at Trump Tower and later at the White House. Durham wrote in the motion, quote, tech executive one and his associates exploited this arrangement by mining the executive office of the president's DNS traffic and other data for the purpose of gathering derogatory information about Donald Trump.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Some Republicans are vowing to investigate in Congress if they win back control of the House, but Democrats hope they don't.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not paying any mind to history that shows the president's party losing seats in off-year elections. On ABC's This Week, Pelosi said a key this year will be Democrats who won seats while former President Trump was in office.
The people who survived in those Trump seats with Trump on the ballot are in very good shape. We take nothing for granted.
Still, the current 10-seat House majority is outnumbered by more than 20 Democrats in the House not seeking re-election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly before today's trading. Back to the Olympics, more medals for the Americans.
The United States won gold and silver medals in the first-time women's-only bobsled event, Monobob. One rider, Callie Humphreys, won the gold medal. Alana Myers-Taylor won the silver. The pair, the first women to win medals in bobsledding at four straight Olympics.
Fox's Jared Max is up to 15 American medals in Beijing. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.